Johnny?
Are we on?
Yeah, you've got a pretty gravelly voice, right?
I do.
I don't know. Will you say, my cat is lost, in the most gravelly voice you can do?
How much are you offering now?
This will be a sweet $5,000 cash.
No one wants to hear this. No one's a...
I do.
Well, you have my number.
Johnny.
My cat is lost.
I don't know.
That was breathy.
I always wanted that.
Was breathy, but not gravelly.
It was. It was more like, yeah, pillow talk than gravelly. I don't know. I think I have a bit of a gravelly voice.
Because I think you do. Yeah, for sure.
Well, compared to Leonard, my character in Big Bang, certainly. He's much more nasal. Which comes to me easily, being from the Midwest. But
you don't have that voice in real life.
No.
No.
There's no story behind it.
Elaborate.
I don't know. Well, Leonard's from Connecticut, so I just thought. I mean, I always found I like dialects. I don't take to them easily. Like, it takes me a lot of time to. What are you doing with that? Is that a marker?
Mm-hmm. I like to put it on my lips.
All right. Good story. I don't have an ear for it, but once a dialect coach told me it's not about what you think you sound like as much as it is about where you put the sound coming from in your mouth. This sounds really filthy, and I don't mean it that way. But does it make sense to you? You've done dialects.
Oh, it does not sound filthy. It sounds fucking hot.
Sweet.
All right.
What do you think?
Ready to go.
Are we taking a caller?
We are.
An East Coast caller, you said, Sim.
We are. We're going to call Janine. She's in New York.
I don't trust her.
She's 34 years old. We're going to try and help her.
I'm excited about it. I've never done this before. This is fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to come in? You want to sit down?
Yeah, here. Come on, babe.
Do we have a mic for Chris?
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Evans.
Yeah. Hey, hi, Janine, are you there?
Yes, I'm
here.
Hey,
Janine, sorry about that. Hey.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
We have a bunch of people here now. We have Johnny Galecki here. We have Anna Faris here.
Hi.
And we also have Chris Pratt, who just joined. He's going to share a mic with Johnny until he gets his own mic. But Chris, say hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for... Sorry, guys.
I know. This is... Okay. I know everyone's in a really good mood right now, but this is a sensitive topic.
Chris smells like pastrami.
Why do you smell like pastrami?
I just ate some pastrami. It's funny. No, it's actually chicken and Caesar dressing. But hello.
You guys are in a good mood, and I'm sorry I'm going to bring you down.
I know. Listen. This is a little sensitive. We're going to talk to you about it in a second, but we're going to help you. Janine, you've been married for almost 2 years, and earlier today you and I talked about a very sensitive topic. So tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I've been married for about 2 years. I really do honestly love my husband. He's a great guy. Everyone that knows him through me thinks he's the perfect guy. And my friends are jealous that I've married such a great person. But I'm very outgoing. He's a homebody. And anyway, we lived in LA and then we moved to DC. And I didn't have any friends out here, so I started working.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Is he from D.C.?
No, he's from the East Coast. I had to find a new job when I moved out here. Started working, got to know my coworkers, and I, you know, wanted to make friends. And one of my coworkers, who's, I guess he's not my boss, but he's one of the directors, we just got along really well, and he's married, so I figured I was newly married at the time, and I just figured, you know, he's married, so it's safe. He's happily married. His wife is beautiful, but we would, like, flirt here and there, but it felt really innocent until the flirting just kept escalating, and there was a lot of tension between us, but nothing ever happened until one day when we were the only ones left at work, and he said something like, you know, I really want to kiss you right now, but then nothing happened. We didn't kiss until, well, we worked for about 2 more hours, and before we were leaving, I was putting my things in my bag, and he kind of rushed me and kissed me, and I'm not trying to blame it on him because I kissed him back, but since then, we had sex, and it sounds terrible. It is terrible, but now it's been about a year, and we've been hiding this, and there's been like 6 or 7 times where I've told him like, okay, we can't do this anymore because I feel terrible. I feel like a terrible person. I feel really guilty. And every time I end things, he says he understands and he respects it, but then he's like super sweet and attentive, and I just kind of fall back into it.
Well, first of all, thank you for being so open and honest with this question and your call. And let me reiterate once again how unqualified I am to address any of these issues. But I guess, I don't know. So are you in love with him? How, and what are your feelings towards your husband? And do you want to end? Like, where are you at emotionally right now?
I love my husband.
She's away from her husband right now. She wanted to be away. So
I know. I had to go to happy hour and I just stayed out to talk to you guys. So I'm just parked in the corner. I love my husband and we do want kids. And so that's why I've been trying to just end things. Cause I feel like this has to be a phase thing. Like, I feel like this is not real life. I don't want to leave my husband for this guy. If I was single, I wouldn't date this guy. But I just feel like because I don't really know anyone here and I miss the excitement. Like, for example, tonight we went to happy hour because it was my birthday 2 days ago. And every time I ask him to come to happy hour, he'll be like, no, like, you go and have fun. Like, he just likes to stay home. And I guess I knew that when we got married. But still, like, I still hope that we can do fun things that we did when we were dating and we don't.
Do you want to leave your husband or do you want and be with this guy? Or do you want to break it off with this guy, right? And you need help with far as how you can break it up.
She's getting a thrill.
We haven't kissed or done anything in a month. And I see him every day. And it's been tough, but I really want to stick to my guns. But like I said, every time I stop, it's like he turns up the charm, you know? He's like extra sweet and funny and attentive. Honestly, like before this, I've been in relationships and I've never cheated. I've always looked at cheaters as like awful people. Now I'm one of them.
No, listen. I don't want you to pass judgment on yourself, but Johnny, I do want you to say what you want to say.
Well, no, piece. I have more questions than anything. But first of all, I hate asking this question because I'm not a big believer in age. I'm truly not. I think it's only good to compare people, and I don't believe in comparing people. You compare used car prices and heads of lettuce, not people. But in this scenario, can I ask how old you guys are? You've been married 2 years.
Yes, I'm 34.
You're 34. Okay. Well, first of all, you made an interesting statement. You said if you were single, you wouldn't be with this other guy, right?
Right.
Okay. And so was it because of the fact that he's married as well that you felt it was okay or it was safe or if it was like a mutual mass destruction if something wrong happened? I don't understand.
I think the fact that we became friends first was because he was married. You know, like if a single guy was flirting with me, I would feel more guilty because I don't want to like lean anyone on. You know, I'm married. I'm not trying to start anything. But the fact that he was married initially was so safe because I felt like he has a wife and he has kids and nothing's ever going to happen because I've never, like I said, I've never cheated before. And so I see married guys as sort of safe in a way. And I wouldn't date him, I guess, because I've always been more attracted to guys who are introverted and he's an extrovert. And I know this sounds terrible, but the fact that he tried so hard to get to where we are now, and I know I'm equally guilty of it, the fact that he kept trying, I wouldn't be attracted to that normally. And I know I sound like a hypocrite, but I'm being honest.
And we appreciate your honesty, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a lot of courage to do this, what you're doing, to call us Yahoos in Hollywood.
The show is sponsored by Yahoo, so we're obliged.
I didn't even know that I made a Yahoo reference. It happened. Yeah,
it really is sponsored by Yahoo. Yeah. Yahoo. A Yahoo.
Ever Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
First of all, I would say, I'm sorry, am I interrupting?
No, 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 but right. I do, no, do, Johnny, you probably have
no, I don't, I'm certainly equally as unqualified, but I, first of all, I'd start with, at 34, being a homebody isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's not like you guys are like 22 and you're bummed that he won't go out clubbing with you or something. I'm just going to be really honest, and this isn't without empathy towards your current plight, and not to get all Dr. Phil on you, but I mean, I do you hear a certain lack of accountability? And mm-hmm. I mean, look, I mean, I have the opinion, which has been often kind of scandalous, especially with female friends of mine, both platonically and other, that, you know, if you slip up once and you make a mistake, then you just own it and take accountability and learn to not make that mistake again. This is different. This is a pattern. This has gone on for a long time now. And I think at that point, if you really want to remain with your partner, you have to share the fact that you don't want to do this anymore and you might need help getting beyond it.
And what is that help to get beyond it?
Well, it means you stop doing what's making you miserable about yourself and what's threatening your marriage and someone else's.
Yeah. And listen, this is not all of us here, you know, in this room, and all of our listeners, we're all flawed and we're all sort of growing and trying to learn. And
I'm sorry if that came off as
no,
harsh,
no, 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 mean, no, it was, I, no.
When someone asked my advice, no, I'm going to be
Johnny.
Pretty...
It was fucking awesome because
I appreciate that.
So I think what you have to start to examine a little bit is the thrill of being desired versus your actual interest in this other person, and also sort of the thrill of being desired versus the sort of the destruction that is happening with, you know, the potential of your husband and his wife, and also you as a person, what you're actually getting out of his lust and desire, if it's a lust and desire that your husband's not necessarily giving you, and that's what you're getting from it, as opposed to, like you said, like you, this wouldn't be somebody you would date, even if you were single and he was single. And so there's a lot of self-examination that maybe you should do. But I don't want this to be like a total shaming call.
No, God,
but,
no.
But at the same time, there's a path of destruction here, and I don't know if you should necessarily tell your husband. I don't know what.
Really? Like, you don't think so?
Well,
This is a very interesting question.
I just don't know. I don't know.
I don't plan on telling him, but at the same time.
Does he listen to Unqualified?
Earlier, I think it was Johnny who said.
If so, please give us his full name and phone number.
No, like I think it was Johnny who said, you know, at 34, there's nothing wrong with being a homebody. And I totally agree.
That was me. And it was awesome. Yes.
Right. I don't remember the last time I actually went to a club. And I'm not talking about going out in that way. But we've been here for 2 years and he hasn't made a single friend. And I tell him all the time, it's like we could go bowling or even to dinner with people. I can't be his entire social circle.
That's one issue, and,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And we're empathetic, but that doesn't drive but, you into like, bed with another man.
Right.
Sorry.
So if
no, that's true.
If you and your husband are at a completely different stage in your life, then maybe that's something to examine. But that's a very separate issue, and that has to be examined after you've ended the relationship with this other dude. And that has
unless
to
she track. Needs help and support in that. I mean, from her husband, and if he's understanding enough, and I mean, you know, weirder things have happened. Certainly, like again, if you slip up once, if you slip on a patch of ice and fall onto a dick, that's one thing. But like when it becomes part of your behavioral pattern, then you got to take responsibility for that. You have to take accountability for that.
But what does that mean? And does that mean telling him?
One thing, I think it does.
It does, okay.
I mean, unless you're done with the marriage and it doesn't sound like she is. But at the same time, you're not saying that you're in love with this other guy. You're saying you wouldn't even date him if you were single.
You run the risk of ruining that the marriage, too.
That puts the onus on you. Not just hers, but his as well. And he has kids.
Okay, so the guy and I have talked about how it sounds very hypocritical. I get that. But we do really love our spouses. And we would never do anything to... Like, I would never try to take him away from her and vice versa.
That's weighing in the balance, you must understand. I don't think you're being hostile towards anyone else's union, but...
Wait, so he's happy in his marriage? He wants to stay with his family and his kids? He doesn't want to be with you? Is that what he's telling you? That he's very happy and just wants it to be...
I am not saying what he's saying to blame this on him. Like, I really want to make that point clear, because I... would feel even more shitty if I just put this on him.
I don't know if I agree with you.
I'm
want to take full accountability, and you know, like, I know that this is just my fault as it is his, but like, I just saw him today and we've cooled it for like about a month now, and he was just like, I'm just so attracted to you, and you know, this and that, and he says things like, you shouldn't feel guilty because everyone should be able to experience like passion and
oh my god
and feel okay, good wait, about
hold
themselves.
Hold on, this is terrible.
Can I ask you a question,
ladies and gentlemen? Chris Evans.
Do you think you're the only other girl that he's sleeping with outside of his marriage?
That's a really good question.
I think so. I mean, I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure because. Like, aside from the time when he's at work and at home with his family, I don't really picture him having that much time.
He sounds like a creep.
But he could be lying. I don't know.
No, you don't know. I mean, have you asked him that? Or,
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Would it hurt you? Oh, okay. You have talked about it.
We have talked about it because I eventually want to move back to the West Coast. And he's like, I don't want to talk about when you're going to move back because it's going to be heartbreaking. And, you know, let's just not talk about it. Like, you're very special to me. And I really love you. We don't say, like, I'm in love with you. But he's like, I really do love you. Oh, and this means a lot to me.
Samantha, that's a different type of single syllable.
Can you see Anna's face right now? She's shaking her head.
Oh, I'm just worried about your heart. I'm worried about your heart. I'm worried about your husband's heart.
Wait. Let me ask you a question that might shed some more light on this. I'm sorry.
No. Please.
So you've said you love your husband. If you were single, you would never be dating this other guy. I mean, you sound like a pretty mature and evolved woman. Like, so what are you getting out? Is it the secret? Is it the... And I understand that.
Could
we all need
lust,
secrets.
Like,
it's not the secret.
Your body wanted.
So what are you getting out of this? And because you're obviously struggling with this and kind of self-loathing about it. So how does this benefit you? Be honest.
I'm being honest with you. We both go to work. We come home and we love spending time with each other, as in like watch TV, have dinner. But when it comes to our sex life, it's either scheduled, like he'll say, oh my God, he'll send like a Google invite thing.
That works.
How about Thursday? You know, and it's just very, and I feel like when we do have sex,
how do you
and
do
I mean,
that?
He's kind of joking about it, but he's really not, you know, because like I said, like I'll go work out and I'll have things like happy hour and things, and, you know, whereas he doesn't do any of that. So he'll go to work and he'll come home.
I'm your woman friend here. I know what it's like to feel like physically desired. It feels fucking awesome. So I get some elements of this, but at the same time,
it's not excusable.
Well, no, it's not. And also I think just for your own safety and your own heart protection, who am I? You have to cut this off. And even when he like grabs at your titties and whatever, when you're alone in the office,
that was uncalled for.
Well, but you know, that's exactly what's happening. You have to be like, stop it. You're married. I'm married.
Sounds like they did that like 6 or 7 times. and it worked for a minute, and then it didn't. That probably added to the heat. Truth is, people love to be fucking. You know, people just be fucking. And I'm kind of colloquializing, I guess. But
My husband, Chris Pratt, everybody.
It's true. But as you're learning, you got to lay in the bed that you make, and it doesn't feel good outside of those few moments of passion.
But that's what I'm asking. It doesn't feel good. She continues doing it. She's not an idiot.
Well, that is probably like any kind of destructive, addictive behavior. It feels good, and then when you're not doing it, it doesn't feel good, and you just have to learn to switch the feel goods. You know what I mean?
Right.
Make it so it feels good all the time, except for when you have to turn this thing down. And when you turn it down, it's not going to feel great. It's going to feel kind of awkward, but that's going to go away pretty quickly, and you're going to have like 95% of your life that's going to actually feel pretty good, and that 5% of kind of dark area where you're like, listen, it would be awesome to explore this physical sexual thing. Honestly, you should probably quit your job and get away from this dude because he sounds really charming, and you know, just quit your job, get away from this dude.
No, she can't.
Decide
she
not to do that anymore.
Can't quit the job, but she should say, there's no more. No more.
I agree. If you sounded like a hot mess, I would agree with Chris Evans and say that that you would have to
Chris
leave
Evans
the job. But I think
people be fucking.
I think once you define what it is about this scenario that you're both tortured and yet so seduced by, you can cut it off. It'll be quite. Well, I don't want to say easy. It's going to be hard, but
it'll be really hard. It means that you have to leave early at work. You have to dress in clothes that maybe you don't feel very attractive.
Change your number.
Yep.
No, I mean,
no more.
You know
Google
what I mean?
Alerts.
Like, you can't crave his attention. You have to like put yourself on restriction from his attention.
Or the disruption of it, as Chris was saying.
Tell the guy to listen to this episode and take a look in the mirror.
No,
and then call me and Chris, and we're gonna take him camping. And
it's
long,
true. Yeah. Like he does.
This is what we
like,
do.
So
look,
okay.
Enemy number one.
So either quit my job or just
don't quit your job, but do end things immediately. Immediately.
Well, okay, I did end things about 3 weeks ago.
What's the job? Is the job like? Did you move to DC for this job? Are you the major breadwinner? Do you guys work at Del Taco? Like, what's the deal? Like, is it a job that you can quit and start another job?
It's not Del Taco.
Not that if you work
at
Del Taco, you should quit. Whatever.
Job that I love and I've been doing for a long time, and I'm learning a lot from it. So that when I move back to the West Coast, I can take this with me. And
I honestly think if you quit your job and you start working at another firm or whatever it is, unless you address what the crux of what we're talking
about,
it's going to happen again.
That's right.
And how do you explain to your husband that you quit your job? How do you explain that to your husband?
Well, I'm suggesting that she discusses it with her husband because I think this is a serial issue.
Chris, what
I
do you
don't think?
Think do you,
this is
you,
some,
do you
this,
think that
this
do you agree with
accident.
Johnny here? Do you think that she should discuss this with her husband at all?
You're
like,
saying you broke it off 6 or 7 times and yet you keep continuing doing it. That's a behavioral pattern. That's a different you need some help with that.
I don't think he would be okay.
Yeah, he'd probably
that.
Freak the fuck out.
Of course,
well,
he
most
would.
Guys would. Yeah, totally.
Most people would.
Wait a minute. Is this my wife calling?
I think, you know, my advice is just like stay away from the dude if you can. I mean, it's hard. You know,
but don't you think that?
But
it's
yeah,
just,
look,
but
I
don't
do,
don't discuss it. You're saying Johnny's saying discuss it with that.
I'm saying it's a problem that that resides in her right now. No offense to you, darling. So I mean, it's gonna continue. It's like, I mean, you can all be unhappy and then decide to go to Maui for a week and think that that's going to change things. Like, geography is going to change things. But that resides within...
You're saying it's a pattern. It's going to happen every single time.
I don't know if this matters, but I'm from the West Coast, and we're moving back within the calendar year. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I feel like a big part of this is, like, I don't have a support group here. I don't have... my family, my friends, everyone I know is on the West Coast. And I am hoping that once we move, it's out of sight, out of mind, and I will go back to my normal life again and be able to, I don't know.
So basically what you're saying is that you can't control yourself while you're in proximity with him. So you have to move in order to stop this. Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe. Not that I can't control myself, but it's so much easier to...
So much easier. Like, that's not an answer here. you're cheating on your husband right now, and the guy that you're cheating with is cheating on his
Wait a
wife
minute.
With his.
I do want to always protect our callers in the sense that I always want to open forum. Listen, I agree
that.
With you. Totally agree with you, but I don't want to necessarily attack.
I'm not attacking at all.
Look, listen. If you feel that way at all, my practical
advice is truly number one. You have to immediately cut things off with this dude.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You have to.
But not talk to her husband, right? Because Johnny's saying talk to her husband.
I'm saying that's step number three.
I mean, okay.
Oh, that is. So you're saying talk to the husband.
I'm saying, yeah. No, but number one, most importantly, cut this fucking dick out of your life immediately.
Okay.
He sounds unbelievably manipulative. I feel like he's preying on your loneliness and he's damaging your soul.
Risking the happiness of his own
that's
children
right.
and doing
that's
this.
Right.
I mean, that's not a good dude.
And he's damaging your soul. So that's number one. Number two, this can be like a few months later. Take a careful assessment of your relationship and the happiness that you give to your husband, the happiness that he gives to you, the happiness wherever you guys are at. Just start to take care of that. And then number three, a few months after that, is when you may make the decision to tell him you had this affair.
I mean, unless things are going well at that point. Now,
right.
if you feel yourself,
exactly. that's,
if you feel yourself attracted
right.
to another man at that point, then
right.
then
that's right.
Then you have to take accountability for that pattern in your life.
That's right.
And in
yeah.
your behavior. And yeah. then you're going to need help and some couples therapy. And look, I mean, again, stranger things have happened. People have survived a lot worse.
You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody fucks up. He's probably fucked up in his
pretty,
own way.
I'm pretty perfect.
Except for Johnny. Nobody's perfect.
No, if I wasn't in my own shoes right now and I heard somebody saying this, I would think that she is like the most awful. Like I've always said,
nobody's
like, if you think
saying
you're
going
to cheat, then you should just
again,
break up with
like
that person.
We've all said
you know?
We're all flawed.
Listen, yeah, we're all so fucking flawed. But there's nothing productive coming out of anybody beating you up, including yourself.
We're not beating up on you. We're not berating you. We want
I'm
your
berating,
happiness.
I'm berating the dude a little bit more than you. I mean, he's
I'm
like,
not defending.
So Anna, let's give her some final
but he's
advice.
He's not the one calling us.
That's true. But I think as soon as you can, get away from him. Don't quit your job because of it, but certainly do not engage him. Like, as soon as you see him around the corner, turn the other way. Head to the bathroom, like whatever you need to do, you have to get him out of your life.
Basically,
immediately.
Stop doing things that make you love yourself less.
Yeah.
Janine, does that sound okay to you?
Oh, I'm so sorry, though. You're going through all this stuff.
Yeah, it sounds great, but...
No, it sounds horrible.
I know. I know that part of this was just you talking
love.
This out.
I'm
Doesn't,
so sorry.
We didn't mean that any of our advice would be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your advice is great. I hope that I can remember that and stick to that.
I hope you can, too. Because honestly, what's at stake here is your soul and the way you feel about yourself. And I don't want you 4 or 5 years from now feeling bad, you know? I want you to feel of worth. And whether or not that means
yeah.
you stay with your husband or you don't or whatever your journey is, I want you to feel of worth. And I don't think right now this other fella is giving you that at all.
I know what I have to do. It's just, I'm just being honest, and it's really hard to.
Jeanine, I think you know what the right thing is.
It's always hard to choose the right thing, honey.
We have to go, but honestly, listen to this back. Chris and Johnny and Anna gave some incredible advice.
Yeah, you were unbelievably open. Thank you so much. We love you.
Send me an
you.
Email.
Yeah.
Let me know
we love
how it
you
went.
So and much.
Okay.
You're gonna be brave and strong. I know it. I love you.
It's gonna be all right, dear.
Good night, Jeanine.
Good night.
Should we call one more person? We're going to call Ashley right now, and she's our last caller of the night.
My favorite name.
All right, Ashley, she is in Fort Lauderdale, and she's 21 years old.
Okay. Are you checking your Instagram right now?
Hello?
Hey, Ashley, it's Sim. How are you?
Hey, Sim. Good. How are you?
Hi, Ashley. You're so sweet that you stayed up so late for us.
Anything for you guys.
Oh. Hey, it's Johnny. I've been holding things up.
This
here.
Is Johnny. This is Johnny Galecki, Big Bang Theory. But Ashley, what you don't know is that we have one other guest here. His name is Chris Pratt. Do you know who he is?
Hi, Ashley.
You're kidding me.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, this is literally the best phone call I've ever had in my entire life.
He's even more handsome in person. And we just watched the trailer of his movie Passengers coming out
it
around
looks
Christmas.
So good.
Right?
It yeah, looks amazing. Right.
And it's literally like, I wouldn't bring it up otherwise. It looks incredible.
Incredible. And that comes out December 21st, I believe. Right, Chris?
That's right. That's right. Thank you. That's
oh my gosh.
I feel like anytime you turn on the TV, there's an episode of Big Bang Theory
it's
on
true.
Somewhere in some part of the world, right? That show is
always
monstrous.
So, Ashley, tell us about
what's going on with you, Ashley.
Yeah, tell us about your best friend and her brother.
I'm impressed that you have a best friend and a little jealous.
I mean, like I was telling Sim yesterday, my friend Haley and I have been best friends since basically birth. Our moms went to high school together, so we kind of grew up with each other. Our families have been around each other all our lives. So she's basically like family. Besides being a best friend, and she has an older brother who's like 2 years older than us, and he's family, like we're close, we've always been close, and it was nothing ever more than that. But when we both went to college, we went to the same college, and so we kind of like used each other as a crutch. So I guess we just got really close, and it was kind of just unexpected, like the feelings that grew from the friendship that we built. And basically, we ended up making out one night, but it was like more than just like a random hookup. Like it was just different because we have known each other for so long.
Different in a good way or a bad way? Because this all sounds pretty beautiful thus far.
I know. No, it's definitely a good way, but it's just like, my friend Haley, throughout our entire life, has always said, very dramatic when she would say it too. She would be like, oh my God, if anybody ever dated my brother, especially if they were my friend, it would be so weird. I don't know if I can handle it. And like has always made it like known to me and to literally everyone around her that if anyone she ever came in contact with dated her brother, it would be weird, let alone me, who is basically family.
You just kissed him or you're in a relationship with right now?
Haley doesn't go to the same university as we do, so everyone that's around me and her brother basically knows that we're a couple, except for her. Like, it's not on social media or anything, but, like, everybody who's around us in the daily life, like, in our daily lives, know that we are together.
My sweet husband is nodding like he's got this.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, take it away.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Ashley. I had an experience kind of similar to this.
What?
Growing up. This is before I met you, honey. Gosh, she's glaring at me.
But how you and I met.
Yes. Yeah. And I, without getting into too many of the details of my experience, here's the wisdom I can impart to you. If you really have feelings for this guy, and it sounds like you do, the best thing that could happen is that she hears it from you, and it wouldn't surprise me that when she does hear it from you, you'll find out that she already knows.
Yes, but I will also add that she will probably be dramatic if she wants to be.
Yeah.
Ashley, do you think she knows already? Do you think she has any kind of inkling at all?
I really don't think she does because every time her brother mentions, because her brother wants to tell her, and I'm like, no. And if anything, like you said, it needs to come from me, like not her brother.
You don't think?
Like, it's different for him because if he tells her they're still family, like that's her brother, but it's like if she sees it from my end, she'd be like, well, like, I told her how I felt about this. Like, I can just drop her in a second.
Right, yeah, no, no, no. She won't drop you. This thing, you'll be so surprised at how easily the transition will go from, you guys, you said you knew her from birth. Of course it would be weird. You guys knew each other when you were like 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, but you're both women now. You're both young women. She can handle this, but you have to be the one to do it, I would say. And you just have to give her a call. Or, you know, if you can do it in person, great. But if you can't, you tell her on the phone, hey, listen, I wanted to tell you in person. Just pull it like a Band-Aid. Say, I'm in love with your brother. We've been dating. And, you know, I know growing up you said it'd be weird. But, hey, listen, I fell in love with him. And I'm telling you because I want you to
hear from you. And also she said it when she was how old? I mean, obviously she's grown up a little bit since then. And, look, all we can do is project, right? Like, if it was me, I would be much more hurt from you keeping it from me.
Right. Would it be crazy if... after we like posted this, that if you played this back for her and said, hey, listen, this is this weird podcast that I listen to sometimes, and here's Chris Pratt and Johnny Galecki. That's probably actually a terrible idea. But I guess the idea of sort of
it's being, not a bad idea.
But being open and
right.
Because you'll see her hand, you know, like we talk a lot about this on the podcast. It's like people reveal their hands a lot. And if she's in this weird possessive place that doesn't serve her or her brother well at all, but like, what is the need for her to be incredibly possessive of her brother? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Right.
May have just been something that she said in passing.
Right.
Yeah.
That you've held on to as well. Like, I think this is going to work out very, very well for you.
Yeah. How cool, man. Are you guys from a small town? Like, how many people are in the town where y'all are from?
Oh, definitely not a small town. Well, we grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but we go to school in Virginia. So kind of a jump, but
like where you guys grew up in Fort Lauderdale, there's like a bunch of people at your high school. Did you guys have a lot of friends? Because I know, like, I grew up in a small town and everybody was kind of hooking up with everybody, and that's just how it was, so it was a little more acceptable.
What?
And, yeah. mostly family hooking up with family
again, how we met.
Yeah. But this is gonna be, Ashley, you're so sweet. You know what, this is gonna be,
you really,
this
are.
Is just gonna be just fine. You sound very pure and wonderful, and I bet you, you know, it might be awkward for a minute, but if she's worth her salt as a best friend, she's going
to
say, hey,
listen,
you know.
That's where I was getting to, too. That's,
you love him, you love him, and that's just the deal.
If you make it about the fact that, look, I mean, the world is stacked against love. You know, it's a fucking trash bag of a world for the most part. Like, I mean, this is all we all strive for as human beings. And it's really, really hard, even when it's good. It's a lot of work, as you guys can attest to more than I, because I'm not married. But so, if she reacts poorly, I mean, you've not done anything wrong. This is not someone's spouse. This is not someone's ex. This is not your friend's ex. So, like, I mean,
she can't have him.
But, like... You know.
Although you are in Virginia now.
Hey,
low blow.
People are complicated. You put two of them together, it's bound to be a fucking mess. And you just hope for a beautiful fucking mess. So,
and,
you know, if you have that, and then, and if she's not supportive of that, and I would just keep it on the how he makes you feel and how he responds to you and how you guys communicate together. If she's not understanding of that, then that's her problem.
Anna, I have a question for you. So, how would you talk to her friend? If you were Ashley right now, how would you talk to her?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Oh, boy. That's
in an accent?
Hello.
Hello again.
What would you say to her? Because I know that Ashley needs help with, you know, actually communicating with her friend. She talked to me about this on the phone. So what would you say to her friend?
Okay, let's say her friend is, her name's Lisa. I guess I would say, hey, Lisa, oh my gosh, I know we haven't caught up for a long time. There's some stuff I really want to tell you, and I really want to be upfront about it. I've fallen hard for your brother. And I know that you, early on, please don't say anything until I finish, if you don't mind. I know early on that you said that you don't ever want your brother to, like, date anybody. But I've fallen really hard for him. And I hope that you give your blessing. I want to still be your best friend. And I'm crazy about you both. And I just hope that you're cool with this. And I love you so much.
Chris, you wanted to add something?
And it was important to me that you hear it from me.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What Anna said is really beautiful. I would extract
That's very kind of you.
Huh?
You would extract. Oh, yeah.
No, I would extract the part of
saying, I like this.
I know you said
criticism.
I never want any of my friends to date my brother. She might not even remember that.
That's
so
true.
So if she brings it up, then address that. But I would leave it
alone
otherwise.
That's true. You're so right. That's great.
Thanks, kid.
You're right.
Hey, I'm a kid now.
Y'all are so right.
39.
I just thought it was funny to call you. As I'm a guest in your home,
23.
I thought it was funny to call you.
All right. So are we good here? Are we done with that?
I think you're going to be great. And congratulations on finding someone that you're happy with.
And this is a lot easier than the first caller.
And truthfully, Ashley, like, the journey of the family will always be. Like, we get so many callers and questions about family stuff. All of us here in this room deal with family drama. It will just be ongoing. And so just sort of know that that's kind of the sad,
wait, that's a different point I'd love to hit on because it's rarely talked about. Is his father around?
No. His father passed away of cancer 3 years ago.
Okay. So his sister looks to him as...
Damn. Johnny.
The man.
What the fuck, man?
And I'm sure his mother does too. They became partners. That's a whole different thing. And... even though they might love you, you might be the most special, incredible, impressive woman in the world to those women in his family, they're still going to be threatened by you because they want him, they're accustomed to him being their number one.
Right. That makes so much sense.
Damn, Johnny.
That was
very impressive.
Jeez, man.
Seriously.
They just, like, bumped fists.
Dude, I dropped mad knowledge.
You know, that was mad knowledge.
Oh,
crazy.
Man.
Hey, Ashley, we have to go. We all think that you're in good shape.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Thank you, guys.
Your intentions are wonderful. You're just looking for love and happiness, and you're being very fair and honest about it.
And you know what? One last thought, though, is if she is not very generous or accepting of this idea, don't let it, like, phase you. Let it go for a minute. She'll take a beat and then assess in, like, 5 or 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's not cool with it, try to ignore that drama and let her digest it. And she will.
And make her know that you're not trying to take him away. He's the man of the house.
Yeah.
That's going to be threatening and scary for them. And it's a testament to him, too. So you have good taste, Arlen.
Awesome.
And your best friend could be your sister-in-law one day.
There you go.
Oh, okay, wouldn't that be fun?
I know.
That could be like, no.
Totally no pressure.
Would you be my maid of honor?
Thank you guys so much.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks you.
Thank you for your honesty.
Appreciate
it.
Good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
What a sweet kid.
Oh, I love it when Sim waggles his finger. Look at this. Sim,
what does that mean? Is that a signal for something?
Do the helicopter dick dance. Whip it out. Take down your pants and whip it like a helicopter.
I knew this was coming. Anything? As soon as I saw you walk through the door.
Helicopter dick dance.
Every time we hang out, it's one of us is doing the helicopter dick dance. Yes.
No, I actually called you out. The last time I saw you, I think it was on an airplane.
It was, yeah.
And for some reason, I felt it necessary to show you all the really filthy photos on my phone that my...
Ooh. What? Johnny?
What?
I thought you had my back.
That my awful friends send me. And I got so worried that I had offended you by them.
Oh, impossible.
That I wrote on it the next day saying, like, I think I really offended your husband.
Oh, really? No. Yeah. I can guarantee
you. I don't think you can offend him. You can't offend him.
No. But I just remember you asking me over and over, why are you showing me these?
Oh my God.
And I didn't have a good answer.
If I was really offended, then that's hilarious.
Like, I really thought I had broken your spirit somehow.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. All right. So, Johnny, thank you so much for hanging out with us. September 19th, that's when your show premieres, season 10.
It's called The Big Dong Theory. Right? Ding dong, the witch is dead.
No, I have to say, and I say this with all sincerity, like, we're having a blast, and it's a testament to, I don't know, all of our good fortune and being in the same room with the same 100 people for 1,000 days. We all still get along, and the writing is just
wonderful. Awesome. Totally,
I'm really excited about it. What did you just say?
Nothing.
Did you just say you were going to kill yourself?
No, I said we're going to cut this out, but no.
I'm sure you will. I'm new to the earphones and mic things.
So follow us on Unqualified on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook. You're cutting this part out.
Johnny, I can't thank you enough. You just are just the best.
I'm sorry that it took so long for us to make it happen. But
I just couldn't love you more.
A wonderful time. And I
and by the way, you killed it with the advice. You were awesome.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
If only I could take it myself, right?
I know. That's how we kind of...
And let's thank our friend Chris Pratt here as well for joining us again.
Oh, hey, friend, Chris Pratt.
Hey, you can thank me in about 20 minutes.
By Sim. What? Doing what?
I was just going to say, he was looking at me when he said that.
I got you.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm off the hook.
Always such a pleasure to be a member of the Unqualified family.
I love it. We all love
this
it.
This was really great. I would do this once a month.
All right, you're back. You're back next month.
Bi-monthly. I did make you a picture. I see that.
Yeah.
That's...
That's
great. Okay, Anna, one last thing. You're going to say one last thing to Johnny. Give him a compliment. Give him one nice compliment.
Yeah,
and
we'll end
it. Yeah. Okay, Johnny, here's what I want to say about you.
Uh-huh.
You've been in the industry for a really long fucking time. You've been famous for a long
72 years.
Fucking time.
I'm 83 years of age.
Not only...
Pinot Noir is a wonderful preservative.
You're incredibly talented, but you're also... My most favorite thing about you is that when we first met, just how, like, generous and kind and calm you made me feel during a time when I felt incredibly vulnerable. That's just something that not a lot of people in this industry give. And I know that I sort of made the compliment about me, but what I wanted to really say was that is generosity of spirit. And whatever success happens or doesn't happen, that's something that you really can't take away. And I just can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you for saying that. And you'll cut this part out too, but that's what we do. We're weird carny fuckers, and like we gotta kind of stick together and have our backs. And we work in an industry of rejection, and so you always got to be there for your fellow weird carny fuckers.
They're embracing right now.
Does that mean that we put small children on rides that haven't really been approved by?
I think that's where we're both heading.
You go on the whirly gig when you're two.
It's all right. We didn't need all nine screws on that thing. Just it'll be fine.
Smoke a little weed.
Do you smoke weed?
I don't really.
I don't either. I can't do it. I'm the worst person ever to get smoked with.
Me too.
I think I'm having a heart attack and the sky is falling at the same time. It's terrible.
I couldn't be. I'm already.
I kind of wish I could.
Me too.
Then I, you see me pacing around. You're on. Like I can't sit still, and it has less calories than Cabernet. But like I just can't. I can't do it.
I'm so with you. Yeah. I'm already in
Let's
my
make
own
that
head.
Our goal for next year, like, for 2017.
When a narcissist...
just going to become massive stoners. Yeah.
When a narcissist smokes a ton of fucking weed. Like, because I'm already too self-absorbed, so then when I smoke weed...
I don't feel like you're self... Chris, do you feel like she's self... I mean, any more than any other actress?
No, I don't think so.
Look, he might.
If you guys have never had this conversation before, then it means you're not.
Really?
If it's not been an issue at this point.
Yeah, it's true.
But look, do you think we might have this conversation late tonight?
I don't think that either one of us is more self-absorbed than the other, which could mean that we're both really self-absorbed, and maybe that's what works for us.
No,
because we're actors.
That doesn't work that way.
Well, you know, I mean,
I've been in relationships where I'm like, there's not a mirror big enough for the two of us in this town.
No, I don't think you're self-absorbed. You give advice to strangers. Like, this isn't like the Anna Faris hour where you're going to like do,
you
know,
true.
All
you
your
make
bits
it very little about
like,
you.
This is really about your people that you invite into
so
our
true.
Home through a podcast, and you give them good, caring, thoughtful advice, you know.
On that, we're going to end it. Good night, everyone.
I'm not done yet. I'm ready.
All right, we're
ready. Isn't it really fun?
Part three starts right now.
I'm gonna build a tent in the backyard and bring these mics out there.
I love you all.
Thank you guys so much for having me. And it really
Johnny,
has been a pleasure.
You are just the best.
You guys, you're both some of my favorite
thank
people
you.
That I don't know.
Johnny.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man.
Good night, everyone.